She's also midiraisa, your daughter-in-law. The pasuk says, "Eves kalos chalos segala." You're not allowed to live with your daughter-in-law. Your son's wife is also to you midiraisa. So, Ema, what do you mean by shnius over here? Ema said like this: kalos binoy. That means your son's daughter-in-law. The kalos fret gemara. The kalos binoy yesh lehefsik. Is that true? You want to tell me now that your son's daughter-in-law, like your granddaughter-in-law, she's also to you. But more than that, not. More than that, there's a hefsik. The Rashi says, Eleima kalos bit. That's right. For the Marvatani, we learn like this. Kalosoy erva. Your daughter-in-law is also to you, she's an erva. Kalos binoy, if you have your son, and your son has a daughter-in-law, shnia, she's also to you, midrabonin. V'cheina tuayim, the same thing you're going to say, bibnoy, uben binoy, atzev kolodorus. No matter how far down you want to go, even your grandson's daughter-in-law is also wasat yumid rabbonin. So you see, this shniya of your son's daughter-in-law goes down and down. It doesn't stop. So how could you tell me now, these are one of the four noshim that they stop? Only your son's daughter-in-law is also to you, and not your grandson's daughter-in-law. And there the Brisa says, even your grandson's daughter-in-law is also to you. So the chayna tawayim abivnoi, uben b'nei atzev kodaris. But you'd rather say like this. I tell you, kalos bitoy. We're talking about the kala, the daughter-in-law, by your daughter. In other words, your daughter had a son, and that son got married, had a wife, so she's also to you, midrabbonin. Only that one, the next generation, is mutter to you. The Yomar Rav Chizda, ho milso migavra Rabbi Shmili. This Allah heard from a great person. Omani Rabbiyam, this was Rabbami. The what? Loyosru kala, elevat ne kala. They only asked the grand daughter-in-law, Mishum, a daughter-in-law. Now, what does that mean? The Yomali Kaldoi, some Kishav person told me, Trashi Achoysim Kachovim, some person that looks into the stars told me, Melefan Yehevis, you should know you're going to be a Rebbe. Trashi Chochim Ti, you're going to be a Talmud Chochim. So, Amina said like this, E Gavu Rabbe Hevino, if I become a great person, Asavar Midatoi, I'll explain what this means for myself. In other words, it's shver. What does it mean? What does that mean? So Rav Ami said that if I'll be a chacham, I'll explain it myself. In mikra darvik yavina, I'll only be a rebbe to teach the young children. Is ashar lemirabonin? I'll ask from the big talmud chacham what the pshat is. To yoslo veiknishta, I'll ask a big talmud chacham that comes to shul. I'll ask him what's pshat in this memory here that it said loyosru kala elam of nekala. But hashda now Rav Ami is saying savarto midatoi. Like he himself did become a big talmud chacham, he can explain it himself. So what? Loy osro kalas bitoy. The only asid, the daughter-in-law of your daughter. Again, you had a daughter, and this daughter had a son. So it's your grandson, your grandson's daughter, your grandson's wife. Is loy osro kalas bitoy ela mishum kalas benoy. The only asked him in the Rabbanin, Mishum, the daughter-in-law of your son. That's why they asked it. Therefore, yesh lehefsik. The only asked one generation is not further. Rashi says, Liyasru kalas bitoy. To aleise bebas sad kalad yiraisa. By your daughter is no sad, a daughter-in-law. Ela mishum kalas benoy. The yesh beben sad kalad yiraisa. Could go in eshes benoy. So therefore, the only asked one generation by your daughter's daughter-in-law. So therefore, that has a hefsik. True, from your son, it goes down others. Your son, your grandson, your great-grandson, all their daughter-in-laws are also to you. But when you have a daughter, only your daughter's son's wife is also to you. But the next generation is mutter to you. Omalei Abaye l'Rava. Abaye said to Rava, Asav l'chol, explain it to you, to go in kalosa devei batisoi. Like Rashi said, these are cases that they had like daughter-in-laws, from a son and from a daughter. So therefore by them it's also lechlufa, and that's why they made the gzera. And all these cases are the same thing. Rapapa going kalosa devei rapapa bar abba, ravashi yomach going kalosa devei mari bar isik. Again, like these are the cases, all these people, they have like two different types of daughter-in-laws, one from a son and one from a daughter. And by these people, it's shaykh to make the gzera. That's the reason, like Rashi says, why they made the gzera from your daughter, or to maybe by your son. So that's why here, by your daughter though, by your daughter's daughter-in-law, there is yesh lo hefsik. Alright, we'll go on to the next gemara, but in the next tape, we'll go over it again. Yiboy lehu,
Minoim.
The wife of your mother's brother from the same mother. Eishes achiyim, the wife of your mother's brother, minoim, from the same mother. Mal, what's the loch? Is she mutter to you or not? Eishes achiyav minam minoim. We know that loch is Eishes, the wife of your father's brother from the same mother, is also v'yeshes achiyim, and the wife of your mother's brother minav. That's also the yikud sadav, because on Kol Parim they had the same father. Who's the gozer rabbanon? That's where rabbanon made gzeira shnius. Avol heichad the leket sadav, but when it's only your mother's brother from the same mother, not from the same father, le gozer rabbanon. Maybe the rabbanon not make gzeira. I do maloshna. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. Hey, your mother's brother, even your aunt, your mother's brother's wife, even though it's only your brother from the same mother, that's the question if that aunt is also to you or not. Omer Rav Safra, he gufa gzeira. Even the aunt is also only gzeira. If you are not naked, we should make gzeira gzeira. Omer Rav Rosh, that's not a kasha. Oto kulu lav gzeira gzeira. No, all these shniyas are come out the same thing. They're all only gzeiras gzeiras. It's the pshat is like kula chod gzeira. The rabbanon had to ask a certain lashon to you in order. If they don't ask this, you may be over another one, and if you're over that one, be over near the raisa. So mele by shnius, they asked one or to the other ones. Omar Rava, now imai erva, your mother is also to you. Aim imai, your grandmother is only also to the rabbanon. Me the raisa, you could marry your grandmother. Aim imai shnia, your grandmother is also to the rabbanon. The gozer with the medic zera al aim of it on your father's mother, mishum aim imai, because of your mother's mother. For time am I, what's the reason why is it also? Kula deveima rabsa currently. They all have the name grandmother. So Rabbanan made a general klal, all grandmothers are also. Whether it's the grandmother from your mother, or whether it's the grandmother from your father, it's also with Rabbanan. Yeah. Now, Eishes Aviv, your father's wife is an erva, even though it's not your mother. But your father's wife is an erva to you. Eishes Aviyoviv, the wife of your grandfather, Shani Zoni Yosim the Rabbanan. For God's with Rabbanan made Xeral Eishes Avi Imoi, the grandfather from your mother, your mother's father's wife, Mishum Otu, Eishes Aviyoviv, the wife of your grandfather from your father. For time of mine, why did the Rabbanan make this Xeral? Hatayakulo Deve Abba Rabba Korale. They're all called the grandfather. Since they're called the grandfather, that's why the Rabbanan made these gzeiras. Mashenkin, the other way, the Rashi says, your mother's mother, it's shayach to be over nisa diraisa. Amimai. A mother and a daughter is also midiraisa sometimes. Yeah. But Mashenkin, by the father, the only miss only gzeira, and it's kulachod gzeira, because it's called grandmothers or they're called grandfathers. Now, Eishes Achihav, the wife of your father's brother, Minoav. Erva, that's also midiraisa. Your aunt, when your father has a brother from the same father, his wife, that aunt, is also midiraisa. She's called an erva. That the Torah says you can't marry your father's brother's wife. Eishes achi yoav minayim, your wife of your uncle, that is only your father's brother from the same mother, shniya, that's only also midirabonin. Your father's brother from the same mother, his wife, is only also midirabonin. The ghost with a bona made gzeira, al eishes achiyim, on the wife of your mother's brother, mina av, from the same father, mishum wai, eishes achiyav, the wife of your father's brother, minoim, that's gzeira, and this is also gzeira. For time am I, why did they go so far? Mishum de kula de veidai de korulu, they're all call your aunts. So the kids of the men of general klal, any aunt of yours is also. Whether it's from your mother, whether it's from your father, your father's brother's wife is also to you. So that's our shayla here. What's the case by us? Again, our shayla was, Eishes achiyoim minoim. The wife of your mother's brother from the same mother, what's the halacha? Your aunt, from only your mother's brother from the same mother, what's the halacha? Is it b'chlal the gzeir or not? So Toshima, come in there, bring a proof. When Rav Yehuda came, Bar Shela, Omer, he said like this, I'm with my Rav, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Kol Shebenikei the Erva, anytime that the lady is also to you midi Raisa, the Zohar, in such a case, where it's only a Zohar, is Gozer al Ishtoi. They made a gzeir on his wife. There's like a real end. Who of them was only your father's brother's wife? Because it would have been your father's sister, that's also to you, Midiraisa. Your aunt, your father's sister, that's also to you, Midiraisa. Now that it's only your father's brother's wife, it's only us and the Rabbanin, Mishum Shniya. So Yom HaRov, Rabbah said like this, it's a klal that, Yom HaRov, Rabbah is the klal, the klalu, is this a general rule? Chamoisai, your mother-in-law, your wife's mother, Erva, she's also to you, Midiraisa, she's an Erva. Aishas Chomov, let's say your father-in-law, his first wife gave a get to, he got another wife and he gave a get to her. So the wife of your father-in-law, that's not your mother-in-law, Muteris. Midiraisa, she's Muter to you. Bas Chamoisai, the daughter of your father-in-law, Erva, she's also Midiraisa, that's your wife's sister. Aishas Bas Chamoisai, the wife of your Ben Chamoisai, that your wife's brother, his wife, is Moteres Midiraisa. Now, Bas Chomov, the daughter of your son, of your father-in-law, that means your wife's sister, is there, it's also to Midiraisa. Your wife's sister is also. Aishas Ben Chomov, the wife of your wife's brother, is Moteres, it's Muti Midiraisa. Hogosoi Erva. Your stepdaughter, her gosoi is Erva. Your stepdaughter is also to you. That's called Isha Bita. You can't marry a lady and a daughter. So if you have a wife, and then her daughter is also to you. Her gosoi Erva. Eishes Horgoi, if you have a stepson, his wife is Muteris. Bas Horgosoi, the daughter of your stepson, Erva, it's also also to you. That's a mother and a granddaughter. Eishes Bas Horgoi, the wife of your stepson's son, is Muteris. You see, it's not a klal. Certain times the lady is usher, and the zachar is mutter. Mashma, these cases, even with the rabbanon, they're mutter. Not only with the raisa. These cases, even with the rabbanon, they didn't make any gzeiros here. You see, there are certain cases, if it would be a lady, a daughter, should be usher to you with the raisa. And still, the same case of the zamin, the rabbanon didn't make gzeiros. So it's not a klal. Any time, like your sister is usher, your brother's wife is also usher. It's not a klal. The Gemara of Ohol, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Shelo Asuyamai, what did he come to include? Lav Lasuy, doesn't he also come to include this case? Eishes Achi Yoim Minayim. If you have your mother's brother's wife from the same mother, then what? Then he means to include the Kol Sheben Kev Erva, any time where it would have been the Kev. It's an Erva, Bezocha Gozru, with Gozru Ishta Mishum Shniya. So Mashma, that's Sakrosim with the Rabbanin. So the kids say your mother's brother from the same mother would be also to you, his wife. For the Gemara, Maishanah, how come here they did make, here they didn't make? Now the Gemara, Ho, Bechod, Kedushin, Mekarav, Lo. Here with one Kedushin, she's your Karav, ready, she's close to you. Hani, Adiyika, Trey, Kedushin, Lo, Mekarav, Lo. The other ones, there have to be two marriages to make it into your Mishpacha. But after one marriage, they're not your Mishpacha yet. Rashi says, "Ho eishes achiyim, the wife of your mother's brother, bechad kedushin mekarva legabe. To have kedushin shekid shachiyimai, that that your mother's brother married a wife. Avo kol harech liel layikreva legabe. Adika tarti kedushin. You have to be married twice. Kegoin eishes chomov, the wife of your father-in-law. The kedushin shekid shasishtei. First of all, you had to marry your wife." Once you married your wife, then your father-in-law becomes a karev to you. And then when your father-in-law marries another wife, that's a second marriage that makes a karev to you. Therefore, the other rabbanah did not make a gezerah. But when she's a karev to you through one marriage, then the rabbanah made a gezerah. Sholach lei rav misharshia misusnoyi l'rav papi. Yilamdeinu rabbeinu, you taught us, eishes achi avihav, the wife, achi, the brother of your grandfather. What's the law of the wife of the brother of your grandfather? Aviyav, the achos and the sister, Aviyav of your grandfather. Mahu? What's the law? The sister of your grandfather and the wife of the brother of the grandfather. What's the law? Midlamat erva. Since downwards it is an erva. Lamala nami gozubei. Even upwards here, the grandfather was in the medik zera. Oydil mahor spalik doros. That's too far away. The grandfather's brother's wife. That's too far away. They didn't make a zera. Toshima, come and I'll bring you proof. Mahin shnius. What are the shnius? It says the cases. Like a choshev lubadai, when it doesn't say this case, it doesn't say the grandfather's brother's wife. Mashma, that's too far up to the mating zera. That's not a raya. I tell you, ton of a shaya. Certain things it says, certain things it left over. Mashaya, the high shaya. What else did it leave over? Not for only this. Usually, one thing alone you don't leave over. Now the Gemara shaya shnius the Rebbe Chiya. He left over the shnius that we learned by the Rebbe Chiya. These are the shnius we had. Rebbe Chiya shnius. So not all the shniyas are brought down at one time. So therefore, we have a suffix if it's also not, since it didn't say it, maybe taka is done, it's mutter. Our Memra says, Achshar v'eshes achi avioviv. Our Memra said it's mutter. The wife of your grandfather's brother is mutter to you. Uv'yachos avioviv. And who are then the sister of your grandfather is also mutter to you. The Rabbanan didn't make things there upwards so far. Omalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi. Nadidi Chazili Shnias. I saw the Shnias Ma'ab Red the Rav Noi. I saw that when he made a list of all the Shnias, Oksivan Shisra Li Yisura. And he wrote down there are 16 Ishas that are Rosim in the Rabbonin. My love, what are the 16? Timno de Masnisin, the 8th in our Mishnah. Vishisa de Ve Rabichia, and 6 of the Ve Rabichia. That's 14. Vanach Tarati, and these two are also Osir. So Mashma, these two should be Osir. Hoshisri, these are 16 mashma de rosa. So how come you're saying it's mutter? For the moment time, according to your time, shifts to heaven. There should be 17. To Iko, there's another one also. Eshes achi yoim minoim. What about the wife of your mother's brother from the same mother? Te pashtinu yisura. That before we said that's also. So anyway, it's a kasha. There's not only 16, there should be 17. So mazola kasha, that wouldn't be such kasha. That these two from your grandfather's sister or your grandfather's brother's wife, it looks alike. It's your grandfather's karef. So those two are the cloud one shnius. So the koponim, since it says 16, it's mashma, these two are also wasser. Because if these two will be mutter, you'd only have then 15. So mashma taka, these two are also wasser. That your grandfather's sister and your grandfather's brother's wife should also be yasa to you. The marva v'kol makom di chazilon tekesiv li yisura. I saw that they're written down li yisura. Yeah. All right, I'll stop here. This shayla will go over again. Just go over the last gemara again. Of chafala from the beis, but two dots. Iboy lihu had a question like this. Eishes achi ho'aim min ho'aim maho. What's the halacha about your mother's achi ho'aim min ho'aim? Your mother's brother, and they're only from the same mother. His wife. Now, really, it's an uncle. It's an uncle to you. It's your mother's brother's wife. But only your mother's brother's wife from the same mother, not from the same father. Maha, what's the locha? Now, midiraisa, it's even mutif to be from the same father. In other words, your mother's brother, the Torah doesn't ask for his wife. The Torah only asks your father's brother's wife, the Torah asks. Your mother's brother's wife is mutif midiraisa. But before we had before, there was a gzerim midirabon, and it's also mishniya if they're from the same father. Now we have a question if they're only from the same mother. Your mother's brother's wife, your mother's brother from the same mother, that the Rabbanan said that his wife is also to you. That means that after he gives her a get, are you allowed to marry her? Mahu. Like this. Eishes achi av minoein. Your mother's brother's wife from the same father. Eishes achi av minoein. That's your father's brother's wife from the same mother, that's only with the Rabbonin. Midiraisa, the Torah only asks your father's brother's wife from the same father. Now your father's brother's wife from the same mother, it's only Yosem the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin made that a Shniya. V'yeshe sachi yo'em minoav, and that's also the Rabbonin. That what? That your mother's brother's wife from the same father, that's also with the Rabbonin. The ikut sadab, because our koponim is from the same father, it's doima to your uncle, your aunt, that's also midiraisa. Who the gozer rabbonim? That's what the rabbonim made exera. Avul heicha the lekut sadab, where there's no father involved. Over here, it's only your mother's brother from the same mother, not from the same father. Lo gozer barabbonim, maybe the rabbonim did not make exera on such an aunt. Oidum aloishna, maybe it doesn't make any difference. Lamai said to your mother's brother's wife, it's called an aunt to you, the midrabbanan, she's also. That's the shayla. Your mother's brother's wife from the same mother, did the rabbanan make a gzera on her or not? Omar Rav Safra wanted to answer, he grew for gzera. She herself is only gzera, fiyana neka meniga gzera l'gzera. Why should we make a gzera l'gzera? Here, Rashi says, Higufa means, Eishes Achio Eim Minav. As even your mother's brother from the same father, his wife is also only Yosef Midirabonin. Again, Midiraisa, it's only your father's brother's wife that's also Midiraisa. Now, your mother's brother's wife is only Yosef Midirabonin, even if they're from the same father. See, if so, why should you make like Xero if they're only from the same mother? So, Safra wanted to say she's Mutter. Oh, my Rava said back, no. Oto kulo lav gzeru l'gzeru ninu. So Rashi says, kulo means lav davka, not all of them, but a lot of cases we had as shnius, that the Rabbanan said this lady is also to you, and it's a gzeru l'gzeru. What's the case? Imoi erva, your mother is also to you. That's what the Torah says, you can't live with your mother. Eim imoi shnia, your grandmother though, is only also with the Rabbanan. Your mother's mother is only also to you with the Rabbanan. For gozru al eim oviv, now the Rabbanan made a gzeru on your father's wife, on your father's mother, Mishu Mei Mimai, or to your mother's mother. The time of my, why do I want to make this gzera? Kula Deveima Rapsa Korolei. They're all called a grandmother. The kids said, the Rabbanan asked all grandmothers, or to maybe you come to live with your own mother. So even though your grandmother was only gzera the Rabbanan, your mother's mother, still the Rabbanan asked your father's mother, even though your father's mother should be mutter, because you can't come to live with your father. So your father's mother should be mutter. Still, with the Rabbanan, it's one big zera. The Rabbanan didn't want you to live with your grandmother, or to live with your mother. So maybe here also, your aunt, even though it's only your mother's brother from the same mother, maybe the Rabbanan made a zera. Faita, Eishes Aviv Erva. Your father's wife is an erva to you. Eishes Avi Aviv, your grandfather's wife, Shni, it's on Yosem the Rabbanan. The Gozru al Eishes Avi Imoi, the Rabbanan made Xero on the father of al Eishes Avi Imoi, your mother's father's wife, Mishum Eishes Avi Oviv, a Xero Otto, the wife of your grandfather. For time am I, why do the Rabbanan make such big Xeris? Kula Devei Abba Rabba Korolei, they're all called the grandfather. So mainly here also, maybe the Rabbanan made Xero. Now, Eishes Achi Av Min Av Erva. That's what's also Midiraisa. Your aunt, which aunt is also to you, even after your uncle gives her a get, that's your father's brother's wife from the same father. If your father had a brother from the same father, his wife is also Midiraisa. Now, Eishes Achi Av Minayim, your father's brother from the same mother only, his wife, Shnia, she's only also to you Midirabonin. That aunt is only also Midirabonin. And still, the Gozru, Aleshes Achiyim, Minav, the Rabbanan made Xero on your mother's brother from the same father. Why? His wife, Mishum Eishes Achiyav Minayim. That's Xero Xero. Or to your father's brother from the same mother. For time of mine, why did the Rabbanan go so far to make all these Xeros? Mishum Dekulo Devei Doi Dekaralu. They're all called your aunt. So the Rabbanan made one general Xero on your aunts. Ought you be over the Yisat Torah? Your father's brother from the same father, his wife, that aunt is also Midiraisa. So since she's also Midiraisa, the Rabbanan made Xerah on any aunt is also to you. So that's how Shalom, maybe this aunt is also also Midirabbanan. Again, your mother's brother from the same mother, his wife, is she also to you or not? That's the Shalom. Toshima coming here. The Chiyosi Rav Yehuda Bar Shela. Omar, he said over like this, that Amri ben Marov and Eretz Yisrael, they said like this, Kol Sheb ben Akeva Erva, anytime the lady herself is an Erva to you, she's awesome, is Bezocho Gozru Alishtoi. In the case that it's a male, so now, since it's a male, he can't be awesome to you, but Gozru Alishtoi Mishum Shnia, the Rabbanu made Xeira on his wife, mishum agzeira. Rashi says, Shim hoysa nikeva hoysa erva lazer. If she would have been a lady, she'd be also to you. Is gozra bezochra lishtoi. The Rabbanim made agzeira now that it's a man on his wife. We'll soon explain what the Marova's klal is. Now, V'yomar Rav, Rav said, "Uklolu." Like he asked a question: is that true? Like, but to me, I have a question on this. Chamoisa erva. Your mother-in-law is an erva. If you marry your wife, so you can't marry, you can't live with her mother. Even if you give your wife a get, you're also to live with her mother. Chamoisa is erva. She's also to you, Lerlam. Eishes chamov. What about the wife of your father-in-law? That's not your mother-in-law. Now, your father-in-law remarried another wife, and then he gave her a get. Is muteris? She's muta, even with the rabbanon that makes such a gzera like this. So you see, even though chamoisa is an erva, now that it's a zochor, now that it's the chum of your father-in-law, his wife is muta to you. Bas chamoisa erva, the daughter of your mother-in-law is an erva to you. That's your wife's sister. You can't marry two sisters. Eishes ben chamoisa, the wife of your brother-in-law. Is muteris? Is mutatiu? The rabbanon that made gzera. If your mother-in-law has a son and he gets married, then he gives her a get. His kids are your wife's brother's wife. Is mutatiu to you? Bas chom of erva, the daughter of your father-in-law is an erva, because that's also a sister to your wife. Eishes ben chomov. If your father-in-law had a son and his wife is muteris, is mutatiu to you? You see cases even when the female is an erva to you, still in the case where it's a zachar, where it's a male, the rabbanon did not make a gzera. Chorgosoi erva. Chorgosoi, that means your stepdaughter is an erva to you. Kids, if you marry a lady and she had a daughter from a different husband, so even if you give a get to your wife, you're not allowed to live with her. You're not allowed to be married to an ishavita. So mela chorgosoi, your stepdaughter is an erva to you. Eishes chorgoi, let's say your wife has a son, so your stepson, when he gets married, and he gives his wife a get, she's mutera, she's muta to you. So you see, even in the case where it's a lady, she's also to you. In the case where it's a zochor, the rabbanon did not make a gzeira on his wife. Bas chorgosoi erva. The daughter of your stepdaughter is also to you. Again, because since you're married to the mother, a mother and a granddaughter is also. So you can't live with a lady and then live with a granddaughter. You can't live with a stepdaughter's daughter. Ervas eishes ben chorgoi. If you have a stepson and he has a son, his wife is muteris to you. So you see cases where it's a daughter, where it's a lady, she's also, and where it's a zocher, the wife is muter. So it's a kasha marava.
What
does Rav Yehuda ben Shela 1 include then? Like we see now, his case is not exact. There are a lot of cases that the lady is mutter to you, and the zocher is osur. So it doesn't mean to include all of them, but I call upon there are some cases that it's coming to include. So my lav lasu yizni coming to include eish, our case, eishes achi yoeim minoeim, in the case of your mother's brother's wife, and they're only from the same mother. Hey, sachiyim, your mother's brother's wife from the same mother only. The whole shabbat mekeva erva. At any time that she would have been a lady, she'd be also to you. In other words, your mother's sister is also to you. Is the zocha gozru ishtoi mishum shniya midrabbanan? In such a case, it's also now that your mother has a brother only. So mele, if it would have been a sister, your mother's sister is also to you. Now that it's your mother's brother, even though it's only from the same mother, midrabbon and his wife is also to you. So that's the case he's included. Rashi is saying, Lav la suya eishes achiyem minayim. Divin nekeva erva. Di achoyseim, your mother's sister, minayim, even if she's only your sister's from the same mother, erva. She's also midrashah to you. Di achsiv ervas achoyse imcha. Your mother's sister is an erva to you. Doesn't make a difference if it's your mother's sister from the same father or only from the same mother. Hilkach, therefore, the zocher in such a case where it's your mother's brother is gozer alishtoi. That's when he comes to include that Rabbanan should aser, our shtailer should be aser. Again, your mother's brother's wife, even though it's only your mother's brother from the same mother, still, the Rabbanan made a shniya. So that's the Enoch Nami, so we're coming to say that takir is aser. We're pushing the shtailer that it's takir aser. Now the Gemara says, so how come, like we had a kasha marovo, we see a lot of cases the Rabbanan did not make this gezeira. If she would have been a lady, she'd be an erva. But now that it's a zohar, we don't say his wife is zohar. How come here we said yes? The Gemara is like this. The chiluk is like this. Ho bechad kedushin mekarvlo, hani yadi ketrei kedushin lo mekarvlo. If it's only one kedushin that makes it also to you, then the Rabbanan made an iser. Mashenk, in the case that we asked kashas before, from your mother-in-law, from your father-in-law, that's only an issa because of two kedushins, then the Rabbanan didn't make this gezeira. Anytime she's also, the Rabbanan should ask her the wife also. The Rashi says, Ho'eshes achiyayim b'chad kedushin mekarva. Your mother's brother's wife, she's also to you because of one kedushin. Like your brother's mother, that's a born relative. Your brother, your uncle now got married, so that's one kedushin. Therefore, the Rabbanan made gzeira. Trash legabe dahai b'kedushin shekid shachi imoi, that your uncle got married, that's the one kedushin. Have a kol hanach liel, all these cases we asked from our Rovo, lo ikrovo legabe ad ikatarti kedushin. All these cases before, it's only relative to you because of two kedushins. What's the case? You're going eishes chomev. It's your mother, father-in-law's wife. The kedushin. It starts from first, you have to marry your wife. That's one kedushin. Then you become a relative, you're curved now to your chomov, to your father-in-law. Now when your father-in-law gets married to a wife, that's a second kedushin. So a second kedushin, the Rabbanan didn't make these gzeres. They're too far away, the Rabbanan didn't make these gzeres. Even though it would be a lady, should be yasser, but now that it's a zohar, the Rabbanan did not make a gzeres on his wife. Only where it's through one kedushin, then we have this klal. That any time if it would have been, like here, like your mother's brother, if it would have been your mother's sister, she would have been also to you midiraisa. So now that it's only your mother's brother from the same mother, the Rabbanan made gzeira on his wife. Because it's also to you machmas one kedushin. That's the klal. Sholach lei rav mesharshia misus noy l'rapapi. Yilamdenu rabbeinu, you taught us, Eishes achi avi yoav. What's the locha? Eishes achi avi yoav. Your grandfather's brother's wife. What's the locha? V'yachois avi yoav. Or the sister of your grandfather. Maho. What's the locha? The sister of your grandfather's sister, she mutter to you or not? Midlamata erva. Since downwards, takir, it is an erva, not your grandfather, but your father's sister is an erva. Lamala nami gozrube. So Rabbanan made gzeira on your grandfather's sister's also also to you. I do more yispolik darsa. Maybe these are too far away already. Your grandfather's sister has never had to make gzeiras. On your own scale, your father's this way, your mother's this way, straight year, straight door, that they make gzeres on. But to go a door ahead, your grandfather's sister, that's too far away, they didn't make gzeres on that. That's the shayla. Toshima coming up, bring a proof. Mahen shnius. What are the cases of shnius we had before in our Mishnah? And our Mishnah doesn't say this case. Mashma, this is not a case of a shnius, she's not awesome with the Rabbonin. Kids, your grandfather's sister is mutter to you. So the Mara, no, that's no proof. I'll tell you a ton of a shayir, how Mishnah left out some cases. My shayir, the high shayir, what other case to leave out? Usually it doesn't only leave out one case. If it only left out one case, that should be right. We don't hold like that. So it had to be if you left out a few cases. What else did it leave out? Hey, it's my shayir, the high shayir. The Mara is shayir shnias to very abichia. It left out the other shnias. We'll soon see the last few shnias, another six shnias of abichia. So therefore, it's no right from our Mishnah could be left it out. Ameimar achsha b'eishes achi avi oviv. Ameimar said it's mutter. Your grandfather's brother's wife is mutter to you. Over yachois avi oviv, the same thing. Your grandfather's sister is also wasa to you. Kitzur, Ameimar held that's not a shnia. Omale rav hillel rabashi. The didi chazili shnias ma breder rav noi. I saw a list of the shnias, the ishes that are awesome with the rabbonin for ma breder rav noi. Uksivon shisaseli yisura, and it had the list. It said there are 16 ladies that are awesome with the rabbonim. My love, where do you get 16? Timna de Masnisen. Our Mishnah so far said 8. Veshista de Reb Chiya. We'll soon see the Brice of Reb Chiya has another 6. Said so far that's 14. If so, Bahanech Tarti, and these last two shalas here, these two cases here, he wants to be pushed, Bahanech Tarti, Hoshisasur. You have these two now, that's why you have 16. So Kitta should be right, these two cases are also. Your grandfather's sister, and your grandfather's brother's wife, should be also, that's how you get 16. For the Gemara, first of all, the Taimech shifts are heaven, according to your time anyway, it should be 17. To Ike, we pushed before, Ashes. We were pointed before that your mother's brother's wife, even though it's your mother's brother from the same mother, his wife is also to you. So anyway, it's a kasha. It should be 17, not 16. Tomorrow says, hold a kasha. That wouldn't be such kasha.